Jerusalem. Yes, more?
I can't help but lean into the Martha side of things.
Speak slowly because I cannot hear you.
I can't help but to lean to the Martha side of things. So in practical terms, how and to what extent, like you, several times in the last 3 days, you've made comments that you haven't explored about the distance that there is between modern-day Christianity and Torah observance.
No, I did not call it like this. I called it the expression of faith in the first century body.
Excellent.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how and to what extent should the Martha side of us observe or even understand in practical terms those first century elements as they were practiced by Paul and Peter and even the Gentiles of that?
Very excellent question. Very, very good question. The clothes will come out of the intimate relationship with him. Because when you are with him, brother, you are naked, like you are naked with your own wife when you are intimate with her. I am not sarcastic nor joking. When you go to God in intimacy, you do not impress him with any clothing, whether it's a Sunday worship, Wednesday, Sabbath, because the kingdom is not this day or that day. The kingdom is not whether you eat egg and bacon or you don't eat pork. The kingdom is joy, happiness, you know, and all those fruits which are obtained, right? By being naked with God as you are. Here I am, feel me, you clothe me. I must get sidetracked here, please allow me. You remember in the garden, Adam and Eve did not have talit nor tzitzit, yes or no? They did not have even jeans that I wear now or any other clothing, physical clothing. Do you believe it? It's in the Bible. They were completely naked. Yet they did not notice it. You remember? Sounds stupid. Eating from something, disobeying God, reaching to the fig leaf. I mean, it sounds very childish. I mean, again, lullaby story. No! Read the rabbinical commentary. They will tell you that their physical, naked body was enclosed with the Shekinah glory. Once they disobeyed, boof! And they needed to put clothes made of men. Man-made clothes. And was God satisfied with this? And they put man-made clothes, which were very, very interesting if you read it in Hebrew. It was alei te'ena, fig leaves. Hebrew is a very rich, we spoke at lunch, huh, Rabbi? Beautiful language, hoo-hoo. Te'ena comes from another Hebrew word, to'ana, excuse. Oh, it's this wife that you gave me. No, this is a snake. Pushing the guilt or the responsibility away, you know? How many excuses are we clothed with when we reach God? Oh, I do this for you. I'm spirit-filled, I speak in tongues, and I cast demons in your name, I heal the people, I am a Torah observant. Just quietly, I want to tell you that you are not. None of us is Torah observer, according to the letter. And I'm not bashing now the Messianic movement. I belong to it. I'm not spitting to the well that I'm drinking from, okay? But we need to be very careful. None of us, none of the disciples kept the Torah perfectly. Otherwise, Yeshua wouldn't need to come to begin with. Because the Torah is perfect, spiritual. Everything is perfect in it. Show me one rabbi back then that kept the Torah to the letter. To the listener. We are not Torah observers. We are striving to keep God's Torah. We are doing the efforts, but where do we come from? From nakedness, spending some nakedness time with our Lord as Mary, or coming to God as Martha? Come in, yeah. Let's have a ride in this life. Does it make sense for you not to think that I'm escaping your question? I will answer because you are not the only one. Somebody else asked me. Maybe it was you, and you ask it again. My beloved, let the Holy Spirit speak to you when you are in intimacy with Him as to how to go about with the knowledge that I gave you, which clothes to put when you go from the intimacy. I mean, you do put some clothes when you go out, right, from the room. Okay? But guess what? If you're a lady, and ladies, if you're normal, and if your relationship with your husband is normal, most of the time, I mean, many times my wife asks me, how do I look? Does it fit me? The natural speaks about the spiritual. Yeshua, how do I look? Is this the clothes that you want me to put? See what I mean? It's very simple. Why I say it? Because Messianic Judaism, like Christianity, went to the other side. And guess what? Standing before you, ask my wife, a man which was in all the stages of this pendulum. When I started as a believer, from whom did I suck the nourishment and the milk? From Gentiles. Because Gentiles are the ones who are used by God to bring most of the Messianic Jews in Israel. I don't know what about here. Most, Yaakov Damkani, all the famous ones, leaders of churches, are brought by Gentiles who eat egg and bacon in the morning, who are smelling like pork. Hallelujah for them. So I was there, and guess what I did? Rabbi, you will not believe it. How stupid I was. How Martha I was. My eyes were open. The veil was taken. Wow, I saw Messiah came. And I read Galatians, I read Colossians, you know. We are not under the Torah. So I went in an observant Jewish village that I lived. And in Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, I walked like proud, you know. And the neighbor asked me, Rabbi, you don't fast? No, I'm freeing Messiah. Why? Because I was, you see that pendant there, bing, 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 yeah? I was here. Then, for my surprise, I discovered my own Jewish root. And we know where I went? Ask my poor wife. I went to the other side, beard like a Hamas member. Not lighting anything, not driving to fellowship. How many were like me? Phew! I gave up fellowship because I'm Torah observer. You know, God has a sense of humor. And as you walk with Him, He leads you to the valleys of shadow of death. Because I was Martha, I was with clothing, and He didn't give me peace. He didn't give me joy. It does give you much pride. I am better than those Sunday cow kissers. Woe to us. Keep the feast or be a feast. Kind of pride. No. We need humility. I mean humbleness. We need meekness. We need to let others live. Let them, give them their inches. Maybe we have revelation that we need to keep the Sabbath. They don't. I have so many friends who keep Sunday that they are in maturity level, in Yeshua, are there compared to me. Me being a Jew and still observing the Sabbath and don't eat pork and all this. Where is the intimacy? I want to be Mary. I want to tell Him what clothes to wear. Amen? God will bring you in the pendulum to the, you know, eventually when you are tired, when you are strong, it's like, how do you call it? Nedan, Gabi. Swing. Like a swing. Yeah! But sometimes you get tired and you stop in the middle and you just enjoy relaxing at your Father's bosom and say, Abba, thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your patience with me.